Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, bonjour. In Spain, hola. In Italy, ciao. In Egypt, ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, akwaba. In Nigeria, peleo. In South Africa, sawubona. In Senegal, nanga def. In Kenya, jambo. In Israel, shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, assalamu alaikum. Greetings. And may peace be upon you all.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Michelle.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of ourselves, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about self, cell care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
Grand Rising, everybody, and welcome to, I got to come up with something for like maybe Tappin' Tuesday or Toonie Tuesday or I don't know, but it's a happy day. And I have my dear friend, Michelle Froge, the rock star coach, who's going to join us, and we're going to be talking about receiving your universal gifts. And yeah, today's the day we do a free intuitive reading. So let me bring on Michelle. Woohoo! Good morning, rock star.
Grand rising. Hello, hello.
So my husband and I saw you in concert.
You did. Mm-hmm. And we had some Halloween things going on. It was quite fun. I was a hippie chick.
You were so amazing. So I just have to, I'm just going to tell everybody here, I'm flipping topics for a quick second. So last Tuesday, my computer was attacked when I had two other energy workers on.
Yeah, it happened.
They literally hit the computer, and there's something funky where my face is really big right now. I'm trying to figure out with the new computer what it was. Oh, my God. Okay.
We feel like we're right there with you.
Yeah. I'm okay, so I guess we have to, okay. Okay, so I have to move back like 6 feet from the table.
Oh, goodness.
Good to know.
Okay.
All right. So it blew out the computer. We had to get a new computer. Literally, I mean, everything in the house was fine, and it just went zap.
Yeah. I've been hearing about a lot of things similar to that, like things going down, things not working, things stopping in the middle of broadcast and stuff like that. And it's, well, I'm hearing it probably because it's my tribe, but I'm hearing it from light workers and healers, you know, that are doing the work, spreading the word, you know.
Uh-huh. So. Yeah. So we have a veil of protection over all the technology.
Perfect.
And so I'm just going to do this. So anybody who's listening to the show, we have a veil of protection over my technology, your technology, Michelle's technology. Oh, yeah. Mm. That works. Okay. So let's see who's here on the show. We got a couple comments. Good morning, Teddy. How are you, beautiful lady? And hi, Chris. We're so happy that you are both here. We're so grateful that you always tune in and start our show off on the right on the right spirit, on the right tone. And it does not go unnoticed, and I just want to really say thank you. So,
so yeah, what we're gonna, great energy.
Yeah, it was phenomenal, the both of them, right? So what we're going to do, we're going to take a minute before we even really get started today. And, you know, if you want to call into the show, that's the phone number, 515-605-9325, if you have questions. And we have Michelle. Good morning. Nice. I'm so happy that you joined. So a new friend of mine from Georgia. And
seeing that, but Jody, you were frozen for a second.
So were you. Okay, so we're going to start with.
See, yeah.
Okay, let's start with going into spirit. We're going to hold off, and what we're going to do is
yeah.
bring the right energy and a protection
yeah.
energy. So infinite incorruptible source. Okay, we're going to ground, go into center, and bring in the beam of light of source energy. We are really grateful for you. We're grateful that you are supporting our message to the universe, and we're grateful that you are protecting the communication channels. There you go. And let's bring in the archangels. Ooh, that's strong. And put them as pillars of protection, not only for us, but for the technology, that all technology that's supporting the show, meaning Blog Talk, Podbean, StreamYard. Mm-hmm. There you go. Okay. And for everyone's technology today, because the veils are still thin. Okay. It looks like, Michelle, we're off again.
But I'm clearing my space.
Yeah. This is no joke.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You were gone for a second, like
I know. I got pulled out completely.
Yeah. Only so, Jody is breathing. Okay, well, I just kept talking after I got done clearing.
Only Jody's breathing. Well, oopsie.
Well, I'm not afraid to talk. I can fill in when needed.
And if you don't feel like talking, get your microphone out and start singing for us, Sally.
Oh, gosh. You really don't want that at 8 a.m., but I've been there, done that. It is not pretty at 8 a.m.
Yeah, right. I was born this way, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Michelle sang Lady Gaga's song, I Was Born This Way. It was so amazing. They went out and, you know, because I don't know all the musicians. It's never been my thing. I just love the music. I don't know who they are. And so I went and I listened when I got home that night after you were singing to Lady Gaga. I'm like, she doesn't hold a candle to you. Serious.
Thank you. That's huge. That's such a powerful song. The lyrics to that song, I'm not even sure who wrote it. I'm not sure that she did, but it's just, it moves me. When we learned it, we only learned it about probably a month or so ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we've only performed it, I think, 3 times. And every time, the energy that it wells up inside of me, just singing the lyrics, I mean, it is just so powerful. I told you, you know, before, don't leave yet. You have to hear the song because it is so, it's just so powerful. That's the only words I can use to describe it. And it just hits home. It just hits to the depths of my heart. So if you haven't heard the song, people, go listen to the song or read the lyrics at least, because it shows that diversity is beautiful and that we are perfect. We were perfectly made, and we are all God's creation in the universe. So that's all I'll say. I just love that song.
Yeah, it's pretty powerful. And what I'm going to ask you to do, because I'm looking up the video that I took of you while you were singing it.
Yes.
Why don't you share with people what you do, how to get in contact with you, and then what your offers are for this month.
Yeah.
And actually, I did find the video, but go ahead anyway.
Okay. So it is my birthday month. It's officially November 1st, and it is my birthday month. I am in my element in my Scorpio season. And so I'm going to give the gift to you, anyone who would like to partake. So I am an intuitive mentor and coach. I also, besides the coaching portion of it, I do readings and love to do Akashic readings for life and business. And that's really where my coaching is kind of moving toward just in the Akashic Records, because there's so much information there. It's unlimited, right?
Yeah,
and so
right.
That is where I will be doing my coaching and mentorship from. And for the first 5 days of this month, I have digital courses on my website. My website is rockstarcoach.org. And on my website, if you go up to the top, or if you're on your phone to the right, Rockstar Courses, they are digital courses, self-paced. There's videos, lessons, meditations, activations. And then there's some other things thrown in there, journal prompts and questions and things like that. And then everyone gets a 30-minute session with me. So it is a huge value-packed course, and all of those courses are $50 off through the 5th of this month. And so you just use the code BIRTHDAY. Yep, I got it on there. Oops, I think it cut off the code.
Oh, it said I only had B, so on the thing.
Oh.
So let me edit it and just write BIRTHDAY.
great. Yeah. Birthday is the code. So when you click on the link for Rockstar Courses, you'll see there's 5 courses, and there are actually 6 courses, but you can only purchase 5. So there is a bundle option, and the bundle option gives you that 6th course for free. So that is your bonus for buying the bundle. The with the discount, the individual courses are $199, huge value, because you also get that session with me. And then the bundle, where you get all 6 courses, is $1061. So take advantage of that code birthday, and I'd love to get your feedback on some of these courses. It's anything from trust to manifestation, which I just went and saw Abraham Hicks this weekend, and I've been, you know, Jody and I are huge manifestors anyway, but just going to see her, it's just like, wow, you know, she is a channel for messages, and that's what we are. So it's actually the perfect segue to our session today.
Awesome, awesome. And I want to just add that Michelle and I both have advanced care financing available.
Yes.
And and then my offer is this, what I'm doing right now. I have an early Black Friday sale.
Ooh,
mm-hmm. And since I'm good. Medical intuitive, you get a free customized Healy session up to 60 minutes, and they can be broken up, you know, with a $222 purchase. So because we offer like water filters, we offer EMF neutralizers, we offer BODs, bioacoustical utilization devices, sound frequency for PTSD, anxiety, stress, and all those things. And then I also have the 3Rs program, which is it's remove, replace, receive, right? And so you're removing those things that are toxic for you, replacing them with those things that fuel your soul so that you can receive the light of God. And so that is the program that I created. And it, when you buy that program now, which is not on the, we don't have that listed on the site, but you can just, you know, we'll honor it anyway. You'll get the functional food program for free, the self-paced program for $99.
That's okay. Huge.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, so you can go to Susan Essentials for that. Actually, I should probably put that in there, how you get there, because not everybody knows how to find my site just yet. But meanwhile...
look at my pretty glass. Isn't that pretty?
Well, yeah, that is gorgeous. Actually, I was going to have the same glass this morning without the little gold on it, but I like putting my smoothie like in a wine glass or
yeah. It's my water.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Yeah, totally.
It just makes drinking water more fun.
Yeah. Well, and that's, so we repurpose all of our glassware that we use for alcohol. So, anyway, so we are taking callers, and I wonder if I can't see just yet. Okay, so we have people online, but not actually having their hands up to ask questions. But we are doing intuitive readings today, and so if you have questions or just been aching to know something, give us a call here, and
we will channel some guidance for you
for sure. And here, let me just finish that banner. Okay, so this is how. So you go to www.susanessentials.com.
I think we got it.
Yeah, I think we do too.
I think we've all used the internet enough by now.
You think? Okay, so We want to talk about, while we're waiting for people to call in, receiving your universal gifts. And, you know, for me, I'll just say that I was begging for this since I was a kid, right? I would, you watch Bewitched, right?
Oh, man. Oh, I so wanted to, and who was the genie?
Uh-huh.
I wanted to do that and, like, transport myself somewhere else.
And I feel like, knowing what I know now, that was how the universe was inserting what the opportunity was for us as light workers.
Absolutely.
We had the power.
There's messages everywhere.
Mm-hmm. You just have to wake up to them.
Yeah.
And so I'm curious if anybody else has, you know, stories that they want to share. By the way, Chris says happy birthday.
Oh, thank you, Chris.
And what does BA with Chris Fedula mean? I don't know what BA means. Tell us that, Chris. So if you guys have stories about how you found your gift, or if you're looking for your gift and what you are struggling with, because it's really, you know, interesting that, you know, how we all seem to do this a little differently. I know, and I'm putting my phone, all my technology on do not disturb right now. There we go. No, it's still not do not disturb. We're having a day. How did you tap into your gifts? What happened for you? How did you start waking up?
Well, the very first thing was I had an imaginary friend who was not imaginary to me anyway.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And, you know, it started out with that. And then later in life, in high school, actually, I was just thinking of this the other day. I don't think that I've ever told you this, Jody. I had an English teacher, of all things, that had us do an exercise. We played a little game, and we had a partner, and we had like a piece of cardboard in between the two of us, and we faced each other, and we were supposed to telepathically tell the other one what we drew on our piece of paper. And it had to be like simple. I mean, it couldn't be some elaborate, you know, thing, but simple shape. And so my partner went first. I was telepathically telling her what I had drawn, and I could tell, you know, I knew she was not getting it, and it was just like, you know, and not computing. And I kept trying to urge her to listen, but she never did, and she didn't get it. So it was my turn, and so I was like, okay, tell me. And she was not telling me, and finally I just looked her in the eyes and I said, tell me what you drew. And like, I must have scared the bejesus out of her, because she looked at me and she told me, and I was like, thank you. And I drew it. And so when, you know, when the time was up or whatever, we were supposed to, you know, remove the barrier and show our partner. And when I did, she shot up out of her chair and started screaming. And the teacher came over and she's like, what's going on? And I just looked at the teacher and I said, nothing. I drew what she told me to draw. And the teacher looked at me with this knowing in her eyes, and she said, good job. And it was at that point, not only did it start clicking, oh, you have a gift,
mm-hmm.
I knew that she knew even before, you know, that exercise. It's like she knew there was, and there was one other person in the class, I remember, I don't remember who it was, but it'd be interesting if somebody online from Paradise Valley High School in Phoenix, that would have been, gosh, 1980, probably 8 or 7.
Wait, what grade were you in?
I was in high school. I'm trying to think if I was a sophomore or a junior. I think I might have been a junior. So it was probably, 87, 88, or 88, 89.
I guess it's a few years between us. How old are you now, honey?
Well, on the 13th, it's my big 5-0.
So I'm going to be 50. I am 59, so there's 9 years between us.
Oh, my goodness. No. I thought, no. Okay. Well, I think we're fabulous.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. And that is what clean eating does for us, right, honey?
That's right. Drinking our water, and I got my mushroom coffee going on this morning.
Oh, yeah. So me too. I've got, and I want to tell everybody this new cool thing. So my stress levels with all the changes in the energy in the universe and, you know, blah, 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 and life were over the top. And I bought this big bag of ashwagandha. And I usually just take the ashwagandha pills, like with holy basil, estragon, fruit, adrenal response, and it's good. I mean, it works.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm pouring it into my smoothie. I'm pouring it into my coffee. I'm pouring it into my banana bread. I'm pouring it into my brownies. And I am good.
Yeah.
The best I've ever been. And I mean a big honking bag. Like you can't even get, my hands aren't that tall on the screen. Big honking bag of ashwagandha. If you need it, let me know. We do sell ashwagandha. I have a dispensary with over 50,000 products. So, and so let me just go back here. I've got three screens. It's a little difficult today. Okay, so back to Chris. She says, BA is Egyptian for soul strength, power, and stepping into it. Nice.
Gorgeous.
And she also says, great story, Michelle. What a perceptive teacher, right?
Totally, she was. Yeah, she obviously was gifted as well because she knew.
Oh, yeah. Thank God they were there. Right?
Yeah, and I mean, this was a public high school. It wasn't like, you know, I went to some metaphysical school or anything.
Nope, she was just flipping it in.
Yep, she was just like, oh, I'm just going to get that one in there. And hopefully, I'll just ask for forgiveness instead of permission kind of thing, probably.
Mm-hmm. So I was having an issue. This is back in 2018. And I was driving home from Wisconsin with who's now my husband, Andrew, right? And I was having an issue with something. I don't even remember what it was. And my mentor, Dr. Danny, started sending me energetic messages to do specific tapping. I had no control over my hands.
Ooh.
Took over. Mm-hmm. Healed myself.
Mm.
For that moment in
perfect.
Time.
Yeah. So perfect.
And Chris says, she turned 50 this year too. I'm better at 50 than any other point in my life. 50 is great. So, yeah. So when I was 50, I went on disability.
But you're better now.
Oh, I'm smacking better now. Yeah. We're a happy girl.
And actually, that was a huge turning point in your life, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, when we look back on things like that, that you were challenged with, we can see now why, right? And see all of the good that came from that.
All day long, right? So I built my business off of it.
Mm-hmm.
I learned about nutrition. I trained under some of the most fabulous doctors on the planet. Thank you. And so it's the path to receiving universal gifts, going back to the title. How are you receiving your universal gifts? Are you asking spirit to download them to you? Think about that, because I did. I woke up one morning and was able to do Reiki. Then I took the course a couple of years later so I could have the certification.
Well, energy healing is energy healing, no matter what you call it. So,
well, I mean, it's really, right? It just is. And I can read Akashic Records. And I've been doing that for a very long time. You know, didn't have the term. Mm-hmm. But I go in, I see the past. I see, and, you know, and it's really, really helpful to be able to ascertain where did we pick up, what we picked up, not only for ourselves, but then why does that relationship, for people who don't understand what this means, because I didn't, where does the, what happened in the past with these relationships, what has to be cleared, you know, you have to clear the timelines. Right. So it's pretty powerful when you can access that. And both Michelle and I do a bang up job. Now, I know it's 8:31. We're supposed to go to commercial, but I just want to give people a taste of you.
Oh, I forgot about the video.
Not yet. Oh, so I have a new computer, so it wants me to open. Let me see if it lets me do it. Okay, Google app may not be able to record the contents of your screen until it is quit. Later. Well, I'll be damned. So I can, you know, so actually, you know what I'm going to do, Michelle, because I've got this new computer, I have to do other things.
Yeah.
I'm going to send you a link, and I'm going to ask you to share it on your computer, and then I'll add it to the thread.
Okay.
So how do I do this? So share, send in Messenger, I guess is what I'm going to do.
Okay.
So if you have a question or you want to get a free reading, here we go. Call us. And then meanwhile, what I'm going to do is go to commercial. Michelle, I've just sent that to you. It's on Facebook Messenger. And we'll run a couple quick commercials. So...
Hi, I'm Jody Susan, Susan Essentials. I started Susan Essentials in 2015 because of a personal health journey. I was over-medicated and put on 19 different medications. And yes, I reversed all my chronic diseases using plant and energy-based healing. It was amazing. At Susan Essentials, we support both consumers and businesses. And we do that with helping your employees or yourself with a food as medicine mindset. How Susan Essentials supports businesses and consumers is we teach people about a food as medicine mindset. So we support people on how to support their own immune system, how to support their brain health, how to support their emotional well-being. And we do that all with plant and an energy-based healing.
Okay. Also, I would just say that we have this, I'm going to show this next video of all the hosts for the week, and we are doing advertising. We sell advertising now. So, and we did a lot of advertising earlier in the year for the political campaigns. But you can advertise with the Female Solution, and this is who you get.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment, 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Okay. So, join in on the solution. So we would love, we have several callers, a lot of people listening in on Blog Talk. We invite you to press 1 to speak if you have a question or want a free intuitive reading. Same with Podbean, with all the listeners there. Or if you have a question you want to have answered, you can put your question in the thread. So what are some ways that some people can, I mean, they can hire us, but let's say there's not a space to hire us right now, right? What are some ways that they can pursue their path to receiving their gifts?
Oh, well, something that came to me while you were speaking was prayer. I had an interview a while back where someone was just really trying to understand kind of, because they had come from and were still in a, you know, a Bible upbringing with the teachings of the Bible. And I've heard this a lot where people don't understand what it is that we do or that we're able to do. And sometimes it's met with disapproval and doubt, you know, all sorts of things. And how I explained it to her was I just asked for the answers, or I asked the questions and I received the answers in a multitude of ways. So that can be, you know, a vision, I hear something, it's a synchronicity, I mean, all sorts of different things. And so I likened it to, I asked her, do you pray? And she said, yes. I said, okay, when you pray, are you hoping for and or even expecting to receive an answer to your prayer? Well, yeah, I mean, why else would you pray, right? And so I said, have you ever believed that you have received an answer to your prayer? Yes. Okay. How did you know that? Well, because I asked for something and, you know, the next day someone, you know, popped into my life and, you know, gave me the message or whatever. And I said, well, that was the answer to your prayer in the way that you were comfortable receiving it.
Right. The way that you're comfortable at that point in time receiving it. Right. Because we have to look for the little hints. And that's how my husband started. He would see things, or, you know, a song would come on in the in the car while he's driving. It's like, oh, you know, and the truth is, that's an awesome way to start. It's how most people start. We start seeing little cues in the universe.
Mm-hmm.
But what did we get to? We got to the point where we ask a question, get an answer. And so that kind of goes to the show that we did this last month, which you guys can see on YouTube and all the other podcasts. And we have some clips that we created. I sent you all the clips.
Yes, thank you.
Boom, 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 boom.
Love them.
But it's the power of listening, right? And so, and it is a practice. You don't just wake up and start active listening, I don't think. Do you?
No, I mean, that's not how I perceived it to be in my life. Now, I do believe that there are some people that, yes, and I think there's more and more people, or I know that there's more and more people being born with that ability and knowing as soon as they come out of the womb. I mean, they, and children too, the reason why there are a lot of stories, you may have heard a lot of stories about children seeing things or having imaginary friends and things like that, is because they don't have, number one, they don't have the filter. They're not afraid. They don't know to be afraid. Mm-hmm. And they don't have the block to it, because they're just living their life and they don't know that they, you know, they don't know anything else. So they're receiving whatever is being given to them. And if they are encouraged to continue to be open, that's when you get these, you know, these people that you'll see like on TV or whatever, and they're in high school and they're mediums, you know, and they're talking to all sorts of dead people, you know. It's like that is available to all of us. We need to be open to receive it in order to receive it, though.
Right. And so that deals with, you know, I work a lot, and I'm sure you do too, with helping people unprogram, deprogram themselves, right? Because when you're a child, you're not as fully programmed yet, and it looks like we have a caller. And when you get to our age, or even as a teenager, you can get very programmed. And so then you've been trained to think that you are that the only ones who can, you know, hear the clergy or what have you. And it's not the case, you know. If you here's what I'm going to tell you, and then we're going to take this caller, which is 678-570. If you choose to listen, if you choose to ask, and you choose to listen, and be present, clear your body, so you can just hear God's word, and that's your intention. You can do it. I really didn't have training like that.
Yeah.
I mean, actually, my training came from sales.
That's throwing your feet to the fire right there.
Right. In sales, what happens, you don't sell with your mouth. You sell by listening and fulfilling on the obligation. So anybody's got an issue with sales, because there's a lot of people, I have tons of doctors and healers and whatever, oh, I don't want to sell. I'm like, really? Then you don't want to listen to people. You don't want to fulfill on your obligation to how to serve somebody, because that's what sales is really all about. You got this negative connotation. It's really about active listening.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 678-570. We're excited to have you on the call. We're going to ask you your name, first name or last name, if you want to do that too, and where you're calling from, and what your question is. So here we go.
Ladies, this is Tamara. Hi, Jody. Hi, Michelle. I go to InterQuest, so I know that I've met Michelle there.
Hi,
and
Tamara. Hi, Tamara. Good to hear you.
Yes, yes. So that's good. I just wanted to say thank you for inviting me on the show this morning. I'm loving it. I'm just really enjoying it. And I met you, Jody, on Saturday, but I do know that I've met you before that. So what? Just great information.
Yeah, we did.
Now, and without the angel wings, I'm like, that's right. I have met her before. So the angel wings were great on Saturday.
Don't forget the halo. And I have my tiara.
I mean, the halo. Yeah, the halo and everything. It was great. So I do have a question, and it is pertaining to some of the stuff we've been talking about. And then let me just go with, in my mind, in my perception of, we discussed maybe entities that can attach to you. And in my mind, it automatically goes to, you know, the exorcism, you know. It's like, oh, my God, that's what it looks like to me. Can you give an example of how something like that would look like in your life? And you're walking around, you don't even know, you're not aware of it. You're not aware that it's there. And Can you give an example or maybe kind of talk through just a little bit as to what that, how that could impinge on your life?
Michelle, you want to go first or should I go first?
Go ahead. I'll follow up. Yeah.
Okay. So how it shows up in your life, you're self-sabotaging. You don't remember what you said. Someone says, you say something and someone says, and you don't, you have zero recall that you just said that. And someone says, well, why did you just say that? And you're like, I don't remember saying that. Because there's a dark force. It's like a shapeshifter, right? And that shapeshifter, when they take over, you don't have recall. People think there's something wrong with their brain. There's not. Nothing wrong. Now, there could be. Don't get me wrong. But that's not what we're talking about now. And so if there's a lot of self-sabotage and lack of memory for what you're doing, and you're trying, like you're really trying, especially for the people who are trying to do the things that are being asked and just can't do it, there's a dark force. You want to go ahead, Michelle?
Yeah. What just came to me, too, in a very practical way that it can show up is if you're finding yourself being chronically sick. So you constantly, you know, you have a cold and you just get over this cold and now you have the flu or now you have another cold or, you know, you have a rash or you get injured. And if these things are chronic and you know that your immune system is healthy, you're not a clumsy person, you know, if this is out of the ordinary for you and your body, that could be a clue as well.
That's really, really insightful information for me particularly, because that's where a lot of that has shown up lately is the, you know, be the illness part. And I've really, in these last couple of years, gotten more to that healthier side, you know what I mean, going more homeopathic. And I typically have problems in the sinus area. I've had 3 sinus surgeries, but I've really done well. And then all lately it's really shown up again. And I'm like, why is this happening again now? But I've really, but I will say that there's more classes and I'm with deliberate intent focusing on my spiritual growth. What, you know what I'm saying? That spiritual growth that, and on an everyday incorporate this, incorporate the meditation, incorporate the yoga, incorporate the walking, incorporate all these things and the food and what I'm eating and what I'm consuming and, you know, not taking aspirin anymore and making sure you're using a homeopathic thing to for a headache. And you always go through
frankincense for a headache or lavender or peppermint all day.
Yep.
Although you can't take peppermint. Sorry. I just heard that.
Yeah, we talked about that. And I stopped doing the peppermint, but I have lavender and roll-on and frankincense and roll-on. So those are, and of course, my diffusers and the essential oils right there with you. And I'm learning all that. I never used any of that prior to a couple of years ago. And but now I have been getting hit hard here lately. And that's why that discussion came up the other day. And I'm like, okay, that makes sense. So I don't have to be, my head doesn't have to spin around on my shoulders all the way around to show up in my life.
No, you don't have to be doing vomit.
And the truth is,
although I feel that way some days I feel that's happening internally, but not, you know, it's not showing up externally. So thank you very much. That was a lot of help. And I'm now you're on, I'm going to subscribe and be on your show because this is great.
Thank you.
Yay, Tamara.
Yeah, and subscribe to Michelle's Monday meditation on her website as well.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
When you log on to my website, Tamara, I don't know if you've been there yet, there's a little pop-up, and just put your email and your name in there, and there's, you know, it's totally free, and you'll receive the Monday morning meditation. I send it to your email 7 a.m. Eastern every Monday, so hopefully you'll enjoy that as well.
Yeah, and I put it on the screen. So she's www.rockstarcoach.org.
Okay.
So, so I receive her Monday morning meditations. I love it. Really gives me peace and calm. And yeah, so it's, I highly recommend.
I absolutely will do that. And I want to tell you both, ladies, you look fabulous on camera.
Oh, thank you.
You guys look right, because I got you on my TV. So I'm like, I'm looking at you. It's great. I love it. So yes, I'm just very, very happy that you clued me in today. So this will be something I will be a part of, and I will tap into yours, Michelle, on Monday morning.
Awesome.
Yay. And I want to add one other thing for people who – you know, or wondering why, like, dark attachments come to them. There's a really easy answer. You're the light.
Mm-hmm.
You're the light, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't want you to feel bad that this happened to you if you're listening. You're the light. That's why this happened.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had a lot of dark forces on me. I was disabled for almost 4 years, and I was sick for 2 decades. What do you think that show looked like?
Right, right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing is that we don't want...
On Saturday.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. No, my girlfriend that was with me on Saturday, she's had some same experiences, and she was helpful in explaining to me this is normal, especially for light workers, especially for people that are in, you know, we are working in the light, and they're attracted to that.
So, yeah, Michelle and I, when, you know, I took down my first, you know, we're not going to use the word, did it together for my husband. And I'm going to tell you what I learned before I even met Michelle. I went in and we went into the Akashic Records, and I did it through a past life regression. And I know the Old Testament. That's what I studied because I grew up Jewish and converted to Christianity in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm still learning the New Testament, and I know some of it. You know, my husband's really the one who knows it. But I wouldn't be able to put things like he does, and I certainly don't know the stories like any of you do who maybe have grown up that way. Mm-hmm. So when I went into the past life regression, I said, well, it looks like somebody by the name of Herod, and this is in the Bible, but I have no clue. I go, some guy by the name of Herod, and I'm thinking like, you know, the Herod retail department store in the UK, right? That's what I have.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I said, took you, my husband, Andrew, from the cradle and stole your soul. And it was in the 1600s. And so he was living lifetimes with that because he was the Christ light. He had the Christ light. And they were afraid of him.
Right.
Because he stole your soul, my husband. He's more powerful than me. I'm going to tell you right now. He's stepping into everything that he is. But I will tell you, and I'll tell the world, that man is more powerful energetically than me any day of the freaking week. And when he steps in fully, because he's still cleaning up some of the, you know, the shadow work, the two of us together, it's going to be, they try to keep us apart for years.
I bet.
Together, we can help heal the world in a way that's unrecognizable. So look, consider it a freaking compliment from the other.
No, you're right.
You are a threat because you are the light.
Right.
Does that help you?
Yep. Yes, very, very much. Thank you. Thank you for the blessing. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
My pleasure. Speaking of blessings, by the way, everybody, we're going to be at Unity Church on Sunday at 2 o'clock. And there's going to be is an animal ministry there. And we're doing Yeah, and we're bringing our two parrots, and other people are bringing their dogs, and somebody has a rat. And our two parrots are healers. So you're actually, and the purpose of that is going to be, their message is about starting with heart and unconditional love. So if you want to stop by Unity Church at 2 o'clock, it's an hour from 2 to 3. I think it's Marietta, Georgia on Sandy
Plains.
Thank you, Josh. Me and my family.
I love it. I love it. Yes, thank you very much. We did that once at Interquest, and everybody brought their animals to be blessed. We did it different, you know, where they were the animals, they were blessing the animals or, you know, giving them Reiki and stuff like that. I was like, wow, that was the first time I ever experienced that. That was cool. But yes, thank you for inviting me, and you guys have a great rest of the day.
Thanks.
Thank you,
Cameron.
See you soon.
Good to see you the other day. And thank you for calling in.
Yep. Thanks, ladies.
Thanks.
Bye.
And, you know, so the animals are blessing other people. And then we are also, so it's going to be an exchange. So, and we have lots of comments. Hold on. So let's see here. We have 5 comments. Manal, she says, good morning, ladies. Keep up the good vibe. Manal, I'm so glad that you tuned in this morning. Thank you. And then we have Chris. She says, dark attachments need our light, for they don't have one. Yeah, no kidding, right? My husband, yes, Jody, the dark forces have worked hard to keep us apart. Gratitude for you. Gratitude for you. He is a trooper. I mean, he had a lot of shit. He has, just like I did. The thing is, when I had to get rid of my crap, I didn't have anybody watching me.
Yeah. So you got to do it in peace and private.
I'm like, do you need to clear that? He's like, it's not easy living with her.
Right?
Sorry. But, you know, the thing is, it's like I don't have any, you know, I'm not trying to harm him. You know, like, you know, it's helping him to be aware. And then, you know, eventually he's going to get his student, and he's like, well, did you know you have an attachment?
And you're like, darn it, coming back around.
Okay, and then Chris says, and once they get in, they're difficult for us to perceive. So they really are. I know Andrew still didn't know, but I know that over time you get that discernment. And Andrew's just letting people know the healing is at 2 o'clock at Unity North Atlanta Church. Thank you for making that distinction, because it's Unity North. Mm-hmm. And then we have, okay, this is your friend.
Yeah.
She goes, hi, just saw you were online. Hi, Jen. I don't know you, but nice to know you. Thank you for tuning in. So for those of you who are just turning in, you can call into the show, and the number is scrolling on the bottom, and you can ask questions, get an intuitive reading. It's 515-605-9325. And so if you are not able to call in and you just want to type your message on the thread on YouTube, LinkedIn, Facebook, you can do that. We're also on Podbean. You can type in your question there. And then when there's a listener on Podbean, I've learned how to bring someone on to the show. So, yeah, new trick.
Woo-hoo.
But Fun. Why don't we, what time is it? 8:59. We'll go to commercial real quick. And let me do that. And for those of you who don't know, my computer crashed last week. I'm working with a new computer. I'm doing the best I can. Send grace cards. Okay.
Hi, I'm Jody Susan, Susan Essentials. I started Susan Essentials in 2015 because of a personal health journey. I was over-medicated and put on 19 different medications. And yes, I reversed all my chronic diseases using plant and energy-based healing.
It was amazing. At Tucson Essentials, we support both consumers and businesses, and we do that with helping your employees or yourself with a food as medicine mindset. How Tucson Essentials supports businesses and consumers is we teach people about a food as medicine mindset. So we support people on how to support their own immune system, how to support their brain health, how to support their emotional well-being. And we do that all with plant and an energy-based healing.
Okay, one more.
There you go. Welcome to QuickClick, where customers can buy, share, and earn. Meet Sam. Sam owns an e-commerce business that sells athletic shoes and running gear. Sam wants to increase her sales without increasing marketing spend, so she decides to list her products on QuickClick. On QuickClick, her loyal customers can get paid for sharing her products with their friends. Sam uploads her products to the marketplace just like she would on Amazon or Shopify. Meet Laura. Laura is in the market for a new pair of shoes and comes across Sam's brand on the QuickClick marketplace. Laura is able to purchase the shoes and check out like she would on any other e-commerce site. After purchasing, Laura receives a unique Quick Link that she can share with friends to begin earning Quick Cash. Her friend Jessica opens Laura's Quick Link on her phone and purchases a pair of shoes. Because Jessica purchases using Laura's Quick Link, Laura receives Quick Cash in her account. After purchasing, Jessica can now share her own Quick Link and begin earning Quick Cash as well. But QuickClick is more than just your typical referral or affiliate platform. QuickClick rewards customers for sales they directly and indirectly influence. So, for every sale Jessica's new QuickClick makes, Laura will earn additional Quick Cash as well, making the potential for earning exponential. Laura and Jessica can transfer their Quick Cash balance to their bank account at any time, or can even use Quick Cash to make additional purchases in the app. Meanwhile, Sam can just watch as the sales roll in. Best of all, she doesn't have to worry about costs, since she is only spending marketing dollars when actual purchases are made. Start buying, sharing, and earning today at QuickClick.com.
We're back! So I was flipping these up here. So just a reminder, for Michelle, the Rockstar Coach, you go to her website, www.rockstarcoach.org. She has Rockstar Coaches. They're $50 off through November 5th. And the code you want to use is birthday because it's her birthday month. Miss Scorpio. Yeah. So, yeah, because I had my tier. It's on the counter. And the girls want to come in today. So I'm going to bring in my two girls. And I'll get my tier at that time, and then they'll pick the little, you know, cubic zirconia off. And we can both wear a crown.
No jewels left on it.
It's okay. I can buy another one. Yeah. They have fun. And then I have my early Black Friday sale. So you get a free customized Healy session up to 60 minutes with a $222 purchase. And, you know, for Healy, for those of you who don't know what a Healy is, it's frequency medicine. And we can send frequencies to help you with relaxation, any mental health, pain. We can work with your chakras on it. I can actually do an aura reading with it. It's flipping amazing. We can help you with your mental acuity. I even have one for removing all toxicity. So that kind of gives you an idea. You've received a Healy session before. How did you like it?
Well, so the latest one was just, last Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, like, it's hard to describe. I mean, you can feel it working. It's almost like a pulse, like it pulsates a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, I'm not a huge feeler.
Mm-hmm.
So my clairsentience is not super, super strong in a way where I feel things physically.
Mm-hmm.
But I did feel that, and it was more like a calming. So intuitively I knew it was moving some things out because, you know, it brought the calm in.
Yeah, and the one I run on you is really strong, and it's what I use to get people get the toxicity out of everyone. I run it on myself.
I can't feel anything.
Well, I mean,
I don't have a very sensitive feeler. I'll say that.
I feel everything.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, I'm a walking antenna.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, but if you know, having toxins, you know, out of your body is important for you, give me a call.
Yes.
If having relaxation is important for you, give me a call.
Yeah.
And you know, you can run that, or you can also just, you know, buy something and get something free. And, you know, Mary was commenting. So first of all, Mary, so excited that you're here. Miss you, love you, seeing all your stuff on Facebook. I can't wait till we get to see each other in person again. She says, love the potential of Quick. I have my plug-in frequency neutralizer. Love it. Muscle test, very good. Yeah, so what Mary's talking about are the EMF neutralizers. And the EMF neutralizers, you plug it into your car, and it neutralizes the entire car from electromagnetic frequencies, including 5G, which is in your lamp post, right? It's in the towers. It's everywhere. It is the car. And then you have one for the house. That covers up to 5,000 square feet. Just plug it in and forget about it. And then the ones for the phone, and I recently started doing this a little differently. So I used to just have one, but now I put all three on the back, and I create that triangle kind of like a torus to have things go, oops, I apparently just turned on that light. But, you know, when you're talking about of the light, right? There you go.
Light always come on at the most random times.
Mm-hmm. So I put it in a triangle, almost like, so the Taurus, you know, so I wear this one, this piece, which is $486. And the circle, the Taurus symbol, which is this donut shape, captures the EMF and sends it straight out, away from your body. So it's for me, I wouldn't do it any other way. So that's what she's talking about. Those are available on Quick. And if anybody ever wants to learn more about Quick, they can reach out to me. It eventually, not today, will replace Amazon. Thank you. Chris, while on your journey, what is something that really stands out that said, this is what you're supposed to do, this is your path? And we're going to answer that question, but I just want to say hi to Michelle Colburn. She says, hi, ladies. Hi, lovey. So so happy to have you here. So back to Chris's question. I am going to let you take that question first.
Okay. I know there was several things. The synchronicity when I started thinking about developing the gifts that I knew that I had naturally, the synchronicity just started coming. People popping in, you know, to my news feed, you know, on social media, things like that, where classes were being offered, and, you know, then I would move on to that and to that and to that.
Mm-hmm.
But something just happened, and it just popped in my head, and I feel like this is what I am supposed to talk about. And it's a little bit, I don't know how. So because you know me, you'll know the spirit in which it is being said.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to see Abraham Hicks on Sunday. And if you don't know who Abraham Hicks is, Abraham is the channel name of Esther Hicks. And so Esther Hicks is a person like you and I, Jody.
Mm-hmm.
And Esther uses herself as a channel for messages. And she has written a book.
Powerful. I just pulled up her site.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, crap.
So she's been around for a very long time, and her following has increased exponentially, and it was really fun. I actually manifested the event. Anyway, that's a story for another time. But when I was speaking to Chris's question, when I was sitting there, I got so much out of it, and it was truly impactful for many different reasons. I will say one of the biggest reasons, there was two big reasons. One of them was the realization that, wow, I do exactly what Esther Hicks does. She channels and she names the tribe that she channels, that she receives messages from. That's where Abraham comes from. That's the name that she gives the tribe.
Oh, okay.
So I call them guides, you know, whatever, and she calls those people, those energies, Abraham. And I realized, wow, I'm not, and this is where you'll understand the spirit that I'm saying this in, because she's phenomenal, right?
Yeah, I felt her energy as soon as I looked at the site. You can pick it up in the...
Yeah. I'm not any different than she is. She uses her gifts to channel messages to help guide, support, and inspire people. Mm-hmm. And that is exactly what I do. And so for me, that with a huge affirmation that I am on the right path. I am doing what I am supposed to be doing. And the next affirmation was Sunday night when I was coming down from my high, I guess, of being there and being in that energy and just, wow, you know, and look at all of the messages that came through, look at all the transformations that took place there and that will continue to take place because of the messages that were channeled. When I was processing some more things Sunday night, I literally asked the question, okay, after this huge transformational day, an event that I just attended, Spirit, what would you have me know right now? And I kid you not, the notification on my phone went off that I had a new appointment for my newest Akashic Records coaching program. The first one that I had received, and immediately after I asked that question, that's what popped up. And I was like, all right, got it. I'm on the right path.
Right. And so, and we have to listen to hear and to receive those messages to know that we're on the right path.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mine came in 2016. And hey, Chris, can you report those for us? You know what we're talking about. You did it for me last time, thank you. And get them
up. Is there a way to delete those?
Yeah, so they get deleted.
Okay.
Yeah, but if she clicks on it, she can report them.
Right.
She did for me last time without asking, so thank you. It was 2016. I was at the tail end of where I was on disability. And I created, it had to be 2015. Well, I created a company in 2015. So it was sometime after that. You know, it was in October. It was actually Andrew's birthday that I created the company, not knowing Andrew. It was on his birthday. I created it. Yeah, no surprise. So there's one thing. That tells me I'm supposed to be with him. Right. I incorporated the company on his birthday without knowing who he was. And he was not even in my consciousness at that point in time. The other thing is I decided to do on my own little self a meeting at the Whole Foods in Schaumburg, Illinois, to tell people about my concept about wellness. All these people showed up. I didn't even know who these people were. Like, all these people showed up. To the point, by the time I was halfway home, I stopped and started crying. I had to pull the car over. Because everyone just started following. And what I realized, why people follow me anyway, is because they don't have to guess anymore. There's no guessing. Pretty steadfast. Not wishy-washy. This is what we're doing. This is how we're doing it, you know. And there's trust that I'll provide the foundation, and this is where you get to go with that. And we're not going to play games. And I don't play games. I play games for most of my life. That's my past. It has no place in my future. And so that's why. And so that was my first. I mean, there's been so many little cues after that, you know. And I am an active listener, so I know exactly what I'm supposed to be doing at any given point in time. And it doesn't always make sense. Mm-hmm. Like, sometimes they're asking me to pivot on something. I'm like, okay, mm-hmm. Let's go. Show me the way. So Mary Luther, let's go to Mary. Excuse me. She says, I have a vision of a honeycomb, maybe a light made up of honeycomb shapes. And now she's saying, referring to blockages. Do you need help clearing that, Mary? Yeah. Maybe. Yes, I'm hearing a yes. But let me know, because we'll so it looks, so if you put in the thread what you would like, we'll support you with what you need. She's amazing. We met in Destin, Florida at a New Age conference. Mm-hmm. So, and thank you, Chris, for supporting the fun girls post. And she says, she goes, wow, Jody, fabulous. Thank you for sharing. And more hearts. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So I would like to hear other people's stories about mm-hmm. what has you know that you're on the right journey? Chris, what has you know that you're on the right journey? Actually, Chris, if you hop on to Podbean, I may be able to bring you on verbally. So if you have the Podbean link, which is in your email, because I sent out an email campaign, you can subscribe to my email list by going to SusanEssentials.com, and you can get a free download of any of my free books. We have My Story. We have 101 on essential oils, cleaning with essential oils, toxic, how to reduce the toxic load. We have books on how to reduce your toxic load with electromagnetic frequencies. You know, we have all of that. And so you can get a free download, then you get a subscription, and then you get a link, you get an email link with the shows of the week, along with other cool things that we're doing. But Chris, or you can call into the show at 515-605-9325, because I would like to hear from you. Wouldn't you like to hear from Chris?
Mm-hmm, I would.
Mm-hmm. So, Chris, while on your journey, what is something that really stands out that says that you're supposed to do this? This is your path. This is your question. We're giving it right back to you. Let's see. So which one is she going to show up on? And my husband's going to bring in my girls real soon. I just know that. Okay, she's either still typing or dialing or something. So if you want a free intuitive reading, it's 515-605-9325. I'm getting chills. There's something coming in. I went from hot to cold.
Oh, she just answered.
Okay, so let's see. New comments. Interesting, it was my illness. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Of course, yeah. But do you have a specific story around that? Because that's a long time. So while she's doing that, I'm going to go to commercial early, get my girls, okay? And when we come back, call into the show at 515-605-9325. And Michelle, is there anything in particular that you would like to share around any of this? Or? Go ahead, I'll let you read.
I never lost hope or faith in the fact that I would be healed. I was to be used as an example of what we are capable of. Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and Chris, you know, you and I shared similar stories in that I never lost hope or faith. And as soon as I realized what was making me sick, you know, I watched, and this is how I created my functional food program. I watched the movie, that sugar film, right? I saw what sugar was doing to my body. And so I literally, and I'm on disability, I don't have income, and actually had not even been approved yet for any type of disability income. So I'm living off of my savings and an inheritance. And so, and I still marched myself into the kitchen, and I took everything off of my shelves that had high fructose corn syrup in it or cane sugar or things that I didn't know how to pronounce, and that either went back to the store, I returned it, okay, or I threw it away, or I donated it, yeah, because somebody wants to eat it, so unfortunately. So I'm going to go to commercial real quick. We do have a caller at 480-343-8249.
I bet that's Chris.
Oh, it is. Okay. So
I don't know for sure, but 480.
Is that Arizona? And I got my husband bringing in my girl.
Well, I'm getting breakfast.
Oh, okay. Hi, Kirsten. And then, yeah, Tinkerbell has to come in, though, too. This bagel. She's like, I'm on the show. Let's try this. There we go. That's better. All right. We are going to, actually, we'll bring on 480 first. I'm glad you know that it's the Arizona number.
Although, I have a Tennessee number and I'm not in Tennessee anymore, so maybe
yeah,
not.
You never know. We'll see. So welcome to Self Self-Care. This is Jody Susan, and who do we have on the show?
Good morning, my lovely ladies. This is Chris.
Good morning.
Yay. I thought it was you.
Hi, beautiful.
Good morning. So I would say the only thing I have to add to that is, A, I never lost faith that when everybody else did. And remember, ladies, this is 15 years of me having to have faith and listen to God, right, and go, are you sure? but B, for many of us, there comes what we call a dark night of the soul, right? A moment wherein something happens in your life where you just like give up and you're like, you know what, I'm done. Either you come and show me the way, or you take me now because I've had enough. And interestingly enough for me, that was the day that my electric got turned off. And in the middle of the afternoon, I woke up and had no electric, and that was it for me. And in that moment, I hit rock bottom, and I stood in the middle of my living room and jumped up and down and screamed and hollered and cussed at God. Yes, I did. And basically, that's what I said. Now, don't get me wrong. I went back later and apologized, okay?
I did.
But after I did that, like Michelle said, no, gosh, sooner than I could say boo, immediately dropped in my feed this person that had this free activation series and process to put in place. And so I joined that, and that was really all I needed. It grounded me because I was missing my grounding, very important for anybody. We have to ground. And it just started leading me down this path wherein, you know, I couldn't even walk. And it led me down the path of frequency and sound and how to heal. And that's how I healed, actually, the signal from my head to my feet. So my story is much like the both of yours, right? And that's all I have to say.
You know, it's interesting, and it just occurred to me now. You know, sometimes stupid is stupid does. Talking about me. How we've all used sound for healing. Right?
Sure.
Michelle been using sound all her life. She's a singer. She's a rock star. She's amazing. I used it with the bod and humming. And Chris, how did you use sound? Tell people how you use sound.
So I'm a walking noisemaker. I have bonkos. I tone personally. I tone very low to very high when I meditate and hold with intention, peace, harmony, and balance. And I have, when I'm in the house up doing something in the cooking or anything, I have shoes that I have glued metal washers to. I turn the music on and I tap my feet the whole time. There's a lot to be said for beat per second because we know scientifically that that sets or has the ability to set the brain into a theta state. So for me, being a walking noisemaker just helps keep me grounded and connected.
So that's powerful.
Super cool. I'm remembering myself as a child. I don't know, I might have been 5 or 6, and I was taking tap lessons, and I remember being in the living or in the laundry room because it was the only room of the house that it had concrete. It was, you know, concrete floor. And I would go down there and I would practice my tap. My poor parents. Oh my gosh, I'm just thinking of this now. They probably are like, please stop. But I was just tapping for all I was worth.
Yeah, I did tap dancing for about a week. And like that.
A week.
And I sang a little bit. And I'm going to tell you, I'm having an epiphany right now. So would you think that my throat chakra is blocked or not?
Yes.
If I'm not using my intuition, hell no.
Okay. If I'm using my intuition, I feel that your throat chakra has a little blockage. Yes, ma'am.
Yep.
Yeah.
You guys know where it's at?
It's like
it in the heart space.
Well, but the throat.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Like, I'm feeling like really deep.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's right, Michelle.
Yes, very deep. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, but I speak my truth, don't I?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Have you ever heard me flip and sing?
Never.
Never.
Right.
Oh, wait. I did hear you hum, which is pretty close, when
we did the healing circle. Yeah, so I did hum, and that was something I don't do often. so growing up, I got to close my door. Hold on a second. But growing up, or maybe my husband, there he goes. Okay. Oops. Come here, silly girl. Okay. So, you know, I was the entertainer of the family, and it was not well received. And so I stopped singing, and I stopped dancing, and now I dance. You know that, Michelle.
Yeah.
But I stopped singing, and I convinced myself that I didn't have a good voice. And the truth is, if I can hear someone sing, I can take that tone. I'm sorry, honey. I can take that tone, and I can hear it, and then keep a tune. And I can keep a tune pretty well. And it's pretty. But I was programmed to believe that I shouldn't be heard that way.
Jody?
Yeah?
Can I ask you to do something? Can I challenge you?
I'm afraid.
It's okay. It's okay. I would challenge you when you're alone all by yourself. You don't have to do it in front of anybody. To sing yourself, sing a love song to yourself. So pick a love song that you resonate with, but don't sing it to another person. Sing it to yourself and sing it boldly.
Yeah, I'll sing in the shower.
Yeah,
and
that's okay.
And I'll sing it to myself, but I do sing in
beautiful.
The shower.
Beautiful. And that's okay. I sing in the shower, too. It's the best place to sing.
Well, and actually, when Michelle was on stage and no one else could hear me because it was so loud, I sang there, too. So I have this belief system that my voice, melodically, like as in singing, should not be heard.
I think you should try. Try more and more. Sing to your husband in the car. Take that next step.
And he has a really good voice.
I bet. Oh, you could sing together.
I'm not singing in front of him. He's good.
What? Oh, heavens. One of my favorite things to do, and I don't do it very often, but when I get the chance, I just love to go karaoke. I don't necessarily sing because I just enjoy being there and listening to the people and watching them, because the people that get up and do karaoke, like, they have no fear. They don't care if they can sing. Most of them can't. You know, and it's awesome because the energy that they put out, they are just having fun. They're like, I love this song. I grew up listening to this song, or, you know, this was my prom song or my fight song or whatever. And they just resonate with it. And they're like, I'm going to do this. And I'm going to like be a rock star, you know, and it doesn't matter if they can actually hold a tune or not. It's so fun because it really is all about the energy that you put behind it. So,
well, okay. So with that, I will say that I will do karaoke. So when I was in Destin, Florida with Mary Luther, I'll do that because it's supposed to be crappy anyway. So I'm okay with crappy. He's going to expect me to be good.
And I bet it's really good, actually.
Could be. Don't know. Not judging. So I'll do the crappy, you know, I'll do the crappy song. I'll do the crappy, you know, what's it called? The crappy karaoke sound. But, you know.
Darling, I want you to sing whatever uplifts your soul and makes your heart light.
There are some really cool songs out there I really enjoy singing to. So. So, okay. So now the truth is out. I have an opportunity for growth.
Don't we all?
Yes, ma'am.
Laughing at me. By the way, this is who you get the healing from. You get on Sunday night or Sunday afternoon, 2:00, Unity, North Atlanta. Fagla will be there. She's a Reiki, well, she's not a Reiki master, but she's a Reiki practitioner because she can't teach you. And then Tinkerbell, who's reading the books right now.
I'm busy reading over here.
And so we had another caller, 773, and then they hung up. They wanted to ask a question. So if you call back, we'd love to take your call. And if you have a question, just press 1, and we can answer, you know, your question and what have you. And I do need to go to commercial real quick. So, Chris, stand by for me. And actually, so I'm going to play a video audio for Naima's show, which is tomorrow. Here we go.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif. Join me and my co-host, Kareem Hamid, every Wednesday morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on the Female Solution Radio Show, as we explore that relationship that is the foundation for our society, the relationship between men and women, husbands and wives. Join our discussion as we seek to repair broken family ties and rebuild our community. Listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to our host. Or you can join us live on Facebook at www.facebook.com/the-female-solution.
All right, we are back. And then we'll just see if we do one more quick commercial. You know, we have so many great hosts. Zelda on Mondays, she's amazing, our stress relief coach. She is a bright light and the woman who got me involved here, as well as Naima, who's on tomorrow. And then I encourage you to pipe in on Friday to listen to Beata's show. And I'm not really familiar with where all the promos are on the Blog Talk back screen, but oh, here we go. So I still don't see Vieta's promotion, but Vieta's on Fridays, and she's a holistic coach. And, you know, if you like what I have to say, you'll like what she has to say, because we're sisters from another mister, let's just say that, and she's wise beyond her years. So, all right. So we need to come up with another question for the path to receiving universal gifts. One of the things that Andrew and I have done is every night before we go to bed, we go into prayer and we pray that God will download, our angels or our spirit guides will download to us all the information that we need, right, to support our well-being and the well-being of those that we serve. So that's something that we do. Is there something else that you do, Michelle?
I do. I actually go into my Akashic Records and ask that that the download come through and any upgrades to happen while I'm sleeping. So light codes come in, typically in the, while I'm sleeping. So that I wake up and I just, you know, I know that I've received the information that I need for that day or for life or whatever it may be.
Yeah. And one of the things that I use, do you use the Lemurian crystals?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so I have several, and a great place to get these Lemurian crystals would be Heart, Soul, and Art. It's owned by Sharon Reagan. It's in Marietta, Georgia. And I'm there once a month doing intuitive readings. But she has the best, in my opinion, that I've seen so far, crystals. I even purchased this, which is amazing. Let me just get that. It's a fossil. And I can't tell you that she promotes it this way. It's called an Orthoceris fossil. And then when I saw it, I just knew that it had messages in it that I needed to access. And so I bought it. And
looks like it has moon phases on it. It's really like, it makes me think of moon phases.
I'm hearing yes. And I don't know a lot about, at least not on a 3D level, about the moon phases. But on a 5G level, I just access what I need. And then I also bought this, which is the Labradorite. And this one was really pretty interesting. It's about, the receiving and the giving. That's why it's pointed. And then you always want to have your selenite, right? So the selenite is fantastic for clearing energy. So I use the selenite on my, I put it on my earrings, which are all crystals, and it clears it immediately. So I think that we should talk about ways, we're talking about the path to receiving universal gifts. It's really keeping yourself grounded. And so I'm just going to take a few minutes here about finding ways to show you how to ground. I use things like we were talking about sound, and you can use the humming. You can sing in the shower, right, and what have you, and tap. Or, you can use essential oils. And you can, rub it in the palm of your hand. You want to bite that? Yes, you do. I know that. You're just going to tap that. Rub it in the palm of your hand and inhale it. And if you're using something like doTERRA's Forgive, doTERRA's Console, or Peace, it'll bring that calming state to your brain. And when you can calm the brain down, then you can actually hear what it is that you need to hear. Anything else that you do to calm your brain so you can hear what you need to hear?
Yeah, I mean, I do a lot of different things, but for me, I'm a water sign, and so water really helps clear my mind and center me and ground me. So for me, I either go outside where I have a pool and it has a waterfall so I can hear and I can see, or, I love my bath. So that grounds me immediately. If I'm feeling anxious or really if I'm feeling any kind of way that's the slightest bit out of sorts, immediately I think I want to go take a bath. So that I love that. And then taking my shoes off and just walking around on the earth, in the grass. So that immediately will take care of it as well.
Yeah. And so I do the same. Like I take a bath and I put in Epsom salts and I put in like frankincense and myrrh or Melissa oil to help me really ground and bring my brain into a state of state. I will say this. This is really, really important for people to know and hear and take action on. The toxins in our water supply are so prevalent. You can go to the EWG.org and check that out. The water filters that we offer are so affordable. Keep in mind, I found them and started using them when I was disabled, which means they're not expensive. Your shower head is anywhere between $95 and $105, right? It's a no-brainer. And so when you take a bath, you don't fill it up from the spout, by the tub, but you fill it up from the shower head, and you can have a toxic-free bath. We do have full house water filtration systems. So that which is what we use. What is that noise?
Is Crystal on the line?
Maybe. Yes. I'm going to mute this. Thank you. Thank you. Sorry, Chris. We'll bring you right back on. Text us if you want to, because I'm sure you want to contribute. I know who you are. So the whole house water filtration system, super affordable. You know, with installation, it's probably around $2,100. And if you install it yourself, it's like $1,900 or something, or $1,899. And you know, the water takes out over 220 contaminants. And when you go to the EWG.org, they tell you what contaminants are in your water, which ones are over the legal limit or the recommended limit. And just because it's the legal limit doesn't mean it's a good limit.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's so critical. And then the other thing is, if you're in an apartment like we are right now, you may want to, you can do under-the-counter water filtration systems, or you can do a tabletop. And I'm not talking about the pitcher, which we do have water filter pitchers, which can go in the refrigerator. But those, for me, in my opinion, are really for work, like where you are just filling up your water bottle or your glass of water, and you fill it up at night, and you come down, get to work the next morning, and you have a water pitcher full of, water pitcher that you're ready to go. What I'm talking about is like a tank. It sits about 3 feet high, and you could take that camping. Quite frankly, you fill up the top and filter through the bottom. It's great for emergency preparedness. Hashtag emergency preparedness. Figure that one out, people. So you want to have these. You want to have, as much as you can of those filter replacement filters. And I want to say this, bottled water doesn't cut it. Bottled water is not filtered. They may take out chlorine so you don't have the taste, but you still have all the toxins in it. They're just getting it from the tap and taking out the chlorine. There are a few brands that don't do that, that do filter the water. You can go to the EWG.org to figure out what those brands are, but quite frankly, it gets really pricey really fast. And then there was one other thing I was going to say about that, but basically, if you're not filtering the water, you are the filter. And what you'll find is when you go to the EWG.org, they'll show you, like, say, the top four or top six contaminants in your zip code's water supply. And guess what they all cause? Cancer. So this is an investment in your health. It's much cheaper, like way cheaper, to just buy a frickin' water filter than to spend money. So you can either give the money to yourself first, love yourself first, or you can give the money to the doctor. Either way you pay. But the outcome is different. Anything you want to add to that, Michelle?
No. No. Believe it.
Vieta says, good grand rising Queens, I'm a water sign too, Pisces, and definitely water energy grounds and balances me too. So I'm a Libra, which that's an air sign, right? Yeah. But I'm all about water.
Yeah.
And I think because I have like seven houses in Scorpio.
Well, yeah. So your birth chart obviously has a lot to do. It doesn't necessarily just have to be your sun or rising sign, because we have three main, sun, moon, and rising, and then, yes, depending on where different planets are in your birth chart can also mean a lot. Like, I have a lot of Libra in my chart, actually.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm. A lot.
Wow. Got you.
Okay. But I am a Scorpio sun and rising. So I have pretty...
I'm a Sag rising. Yeah.
You're what?
A Sag rising.
Mm-hmm.
So and you're a Scorpio rising?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty powerful.
Sun and rising, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's really powerful. So you must be really good at managing money. Because Scorpio's, right? That's the gig. So we have another caller at 773-450. We're going to bring you on.
Welcome. Good morning, Jody. How you doing? This is Obadiah.
Hi, Obadiah. How are you?
Wonderful, man. What a wonderful show. I was just thinking about you all talk about the music and how it affects you. It's no different than, imagine in the morning hearing a bird sing, how you wake up to that. So it's like the natural flow that people are looking for is actually just right there before them. It's like you said, it's in the universal plane. I feel like a lot of times I like turning off, yeah, I like turning off TV, internet, and all that. Go outside and listen to some natural noises.
I got natural noises.
And some natural sounds. Yeah, get in tune with the actual universe so you can find out who you are.
All day.
You know, yeah, look at all the advertising and marketing that tells you who you are. What about if you look inside yourself to find out who you really are?
What about that? What do you find, Obadiah?
Well, what I found, I grew up very shy and all that. But then I didn't really know what to say to anybody. So then eventually one day I just felt like I can't stay that way. And I started searching myself. The deeper I looked within myself, it got to the core. When I reached that chi portion, now I see everybody. And I know everybody's connected, no matter who they look like, no matter what the condition they are or whatever. Sometimes you just need to walk up to somebody who's in peril and say things will be all right. A stranger? So that's the connection. Once you reach that center of yourself, you're connected with everybody and everything. And then you have a solution to do something about it. You don't just stand there and watch people in peril. I mean, unfortunately, I saw a guy one day, he was in the gas station, he was standing there, he might have defecated in his pants or something. He looked like he was just in a horrible state. Everybody's just way away from him. I had to walk up to him and say, you know, things could be better or something. Just say something to him human, because everybody else is moving away from you. How would you feel if everybody's resisting you? Nobody thinks you're even worth touching or talking. So somebody has to say, you're okay, or you'll be okay, or something. So that's just my piece. I believe we're all interconnected, really. So I'm not happy unless you're happy. How about that? Sure appreciate it. Have a great one.
Yeah, so Obadiah, you know, first of all, thank you for sharing. And when I get around situations and like that, and they're uncomfortable for all of us, you know, we have to, I think, and it sounds like this is what you did. You paused, right? You thought, what is it that I'm supposed to do now? You ask your higher self, you ask your spirit guide, you ask God. And that's when we can move into serving. You know, even when it's uncomfortable. And we serve by listening to God. And I do think, yeah, I'm hearing that is true. So if we continue to listen to God or to our spirit guides or higher power, higher source energy, our higher selves, and we follow through on what it is that we're supposed to do at that point in time, we receive more of our universal gifts. Because they're going to reward you for following. And I'm not saying follow, you know, the big PH, you know, karma. I'm saying really follow God. And I don't mean just, we lost him. But hopefully he can hear this. But it's listening and following, listening to your higher self. And I know a lot of people get confused about the following component and the, and giving up free will. You have the free will to follow the right person or right energy, let's say. And that energy is a higher source energy. I mean, it's just so much easier to follow that energy when, you know, like that. Anything you want to add?
Something that popped out at me, and this was coming right off of my Abraham Hicks event, when Obadiah said, if you're not happy, I'm not happy. I completely understand the sentiment behind that. And yet I also think that we need to understand that While, yes, we are called to serve certain people and do what we can to help, that goes without question. We also are not called to fix everyone.
That's right.
And we can and should be happy no matter what is going on around us. And how we can do that when we see someone in need is be happy that we are able to help. So it doesn't mean that we have to take on their burden and feel how they are feeling. We don't have to. In fact, that's not helpful at all. The way we can help the best is to stay in that higher vibration, stay in a space where we are able to help. Because if we give into an energy that is not of that high vibration, we are not going to be as helpful to them. And so we can be happy even if someone else isn't happy. And some of it is that we're being called to help, and so it's a lesson for us. And some of it could also be that this is the life they chose. And I know that it's hard sometimes as humans, especially as feelers, we don't understand why would someone choose that. It's not for us to understand.
That's
it's
right.
Not our life path.
That's right.
While, you know, people don't necessarily understand why we do what we do sometimes, but we have chosen it for a specific reason. And so I think that just popped out and I wanted to mention that.
Well, I think it's really important. We're not here to fix. Number one, I just want to restate what you said. We're not here to fix. We're not here necessarily to understand. Sometimes we're here to serve some people, but not others.
Mm-hmm.
And I had this conversation the other day about volunteering. And I said, I only volunteer if I'm told to do so, like there's a fair exchange. There always has to be a fair exchange, even when you're volunteering. Because God doesn't want us sacrificing ourselves. So if you're going to volunteer, there's someone you're meeting or there's some sort of lesson for you or whatever. So I don't participate in something unless I'm told by spirit to do so. And that's for a paid activity or volunteer activity. You know, someone wants to hire me to do something, but I hear I'm not their person. I don't take the job. Anything you want to add to that, or are we?
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about this before. I almost wore my shirt that says I'm not for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
It's true. We're not called to be everything to everyone. We attract aligned souls,
mm-hmm.
and those are the ones for whatever reason that we are put here to serve. In any sort of capacity. And it doesn't mean, you know, aligned doesn't mean that they are on the same level as us or they're in the same space, but that they are coming into our acknowledgement or not even energy, but they're coming into our consciousness, I guess, in order for us to serve them in some way.
Mm-hmm. Right, and it could be just a lesson.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So it looks like we have 60 seconds. They're cutting us off. Oh no! No, they're not. So I'm just gonna add here. You know, I have my Black Friday sale, early Black Friday, free custom Healy sessions up to 60 minutes with a $222 purchase. Yeah, it really is, and. It's the you can buy anything from a service to a product, and then Michelle has her birthday sale. You get $50 off the courses. You want to just real quickly tell us those courses again?
There's one on trust. There's manifesting. There's love. There's the bonus one is worthiness. Of course you would put me on the call. I don't know.
Well,
go to the
site and see what you like.
Yep. Pick one. Pick all of them.
Right. then Vieta says, so true, we don't have to understand, but in overstand, but in overstand mode, I see the divine purpose in all events. Yeah, totally. Mm-hmm. Totally, totally. Well, we are so grateful that everybody joined in today. And we have Dr. J.R. Hise next week. And I think we're talking about reprogramming your belief system. So quote me on that, but we'll advertise that. I think it's already published, but we'll see. And thank you, Michelle. Thank you, everybody. And we wish you that you receive all the things that God has planned for you. That's right. Nothing can get in the way of that. Mm-mm. All right. So God bless. Thank you.